Ivy Podcast. Learn from the business titans in areas of strategy, innovation, negotiation, and all things leadership. We interview the Ivy League, Fortune 100, and top startups of the world. Now, here's your host, John Karsibayev.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Ivy Podcast. My guest for this episode is Pavel Mishenko, who is a top-notch business consultant and a coach who has successfully trained over 4,000 mid- and C-level professionals all over the world in U.S., Europe, Middle East, Central and South Americas. With an academic background in psychology, psychotherapy, and engineering, Pavel's work combines models and techniques of behavioral science with effective leadership skills, which is a unique blend that uplifts workplaces of all sizes. Pavel has a profound expertise in training and consulting backed by 15 plus years of service for American Management Association, MCE Europe, Belgium Performance Plus International Network, as well as an adjunct tutoring at Syracuse University in New York. This is just a very high level of Pavel's accomplishments, background, and expertise. I'll keep it short, but Pavel, thank you so much for finding time. I'm so excited to finally for us to connect.
Hi, Jenny Biko, very nice to hear you. I very impressive list, yet you I think that you forgot to mention that I keep losing to you in ping pong, as we did a few years in Saudi Arabia, and I still remember about that. So I keep working on reprogramming my brain so I can win next time.
Yeah, that's a funny story for those of you who are listening. Pavel and I go way back when we were both consulting in Saudi Arabia for SABIC, which is one of the oil and gas companies in the Middle East. And we, during our downtime, we did engage in some ping pong matches. So that was a great experience.
Exactly. Well, I think that one of the things that I can add to that, that my career basically was built in relationship or in a position to my father. You know, as you know, I'm an only child, and my dad was an engineer, my mom was an engineer, so they told me at some point, son, you are an engineer. And of course, as a loving and a being son, you know, I said, yes, sir, and became an engineer. But then I quickly discovered that it was not a cup of tea, and so I ended up changing schools and going to study psychology, and something I call engineer of souls, and teaching managers and executives what I call practical psychology, teaching hints on how to handle themselves and others.
That's very interesting, and I still remember when we actually first met a long time ago. You told me about your background in studying the birth order, traits and habits, which was really interesting and unique. And you actually asked me if I had any siblings, and I still recall that conversation when I told you that I'm the younger of, I have an older sister, and a lot of the things that you told me about me and my communication style, my leadership style, I still remember that, and I still use a lot of that to this day when I deal with, you know, in situations of leadership, communication, and so forth. So just to bring everybody up to speed, can you first tell us a little bit more about your role as an independent executive consultant and trainer? What does that entail? And then after that, I'd like to spend some time talking about that birth order traits and habit model in particular.
Yes. With the last 20 plus years, basically, I have been working as what you would call business trainer, and some multinational corporations around the world. And one of the challenges that managers face when they, you know, when they move up in their career with the companies, that they more and more they have to apply what they call now emotional intelligence skills or people skills, because the results that they're producing, they're paid for, they're not produced by them with their hands as a workers, but now when you become line manager, middle management, executive, what you need to do is to always a process when you have to deal with people, and people are different. Some of them, they're like you, some of them are not like you, so you have to become what we call practical psychologist. And that's where I came in with the trainings, basically helping them to understand themselves as human beings and people they work with, so they can maximize capability of their teams and their organizations. And that's the things that I think my specialty is, because of my one engineering degree and two psychology degrees, I'm basically bringing them, like as an engineer, bring them the tools, practical tools of how they can manage people successfully. And that's what I do, basically, as a consultant. And I've been working with different levels within companies like Schlumberger. It's one of the high service, high tech companies in the oil industry. As you mentioned, SABIC, it's a petrochemical company with Huxoot. It's a German company that became just part of the largest logistical company in the world, Maersk, 2 weeks ago, with again largest, for some reason, largest glass company in the from Japan, but they have plants in Russia. So basically, I've been working around the world. I was lucky to be able to work with people with different backgrounds. Again, it shows that practical psychology skills that we are teaching, they transcend cultures, which is amazing for me. That's the power of human beings. Yeah,
that's great. Thank you for that. So as you were working, you know, as an independent executive consulting and trainer, obviously one of the biggest accomplishments is you developing that BOTH model, as you call it, as an acronym. Can you tell us at a high level what the model is about, and how did you actually go about creating that? How did that start?
How did it happen? Yeah. Well, I've been always looking. When work with most of the managers, executives I work with, they have technical, financial background. They don't have psychology background. So I always looking, how can I bring simple to use and to understand tools for them to apply, so they can sleep better at night with less headache, and produce excellent results with teams and with their client. So one of their, actually, it happened about 20 years ago. I worked in Syracuse, New York, with one of the metallurgic companies there. And I had the guys for 3 nights. We did training. And I introduced another, because I'm not only teaching BOTH model, I teach other personality like Myers-Briggs, DISC. And I was training actually in DISC. And then I had a little bit of time to introduce BOTH order model. I was impressed. I was actually shocked by their enthusiasm, because these guys, they just immediately applied that knowledge to themselves, and they didn't have to, I didn't have to basically time to sell it to them. And that was a moment when I thought, well, I need to really pay attention and I need really to look at this concept. And the concept that it started with Alfred Adler, one of the disciples of Sigmund Freud in psychoanalysis, who mentioned that not only mother and father, of course, influence our personality, but actually the fact if you had brothers and sisters, or you did not have brothers and sisters, your siblings, they also impact your personality. Because in our childhood, like the same way, for example, you learn your native language. Yeah, like let's say English is not our native language. Maybe you grow up in a different countries, in Kazakhstan, Russia. So our native language, Russian or Kazakh, and it's a linguistic habit that we have developed with no choice on our part. Something that we learned and then we used automatically. The same things happen. What I call programming happened in our childhood by repetitive experiences that we had with our siblings. Like if you had an older sister, or I didn't have anybody. Yeah, we had a certain typical experiences that happened to us without any control on our part, but those experiences programmed us in our childhood, and also they impact us as an adults and then in our leadership positions. And that's how, you know, I decided to develop this model, because I think it's very critically important for leaders, for leaders to understand their personality, because in most of the cases, if you would look at the failures, when leaders fail, they don't fail because of their lack of the technical knowledge. Most of them, they fail because of their blind spots of their personalities. And that's what the BOTH model, I found, is very important, because it helps people to realize their blind spots, so they will be successful and not suffering failure in their careers.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting and very unique model in terms of leadership assessment, talent assessment, and so forth. I'd like to spend a little more time talking about this. So as an independent consulting and trainer, I'm curious about some of the strategies that you implement, or how do you go about business development and new client acquisition? Essentially, how do you grow your business?
Most of their clients, as I recall now, they all came from word of mouth. Yeah, so basically, it's a referrals from the former clients. Because if I got a new client, or if I have a client, I usually work with them. I looked at from between something like 4 to 6 years. So clients, and I think because, I enjoy working with them, but also it seems like I'm producing results they're looking for. So they keep using me. And then they usually, during that time, they refer me to next client. So usually it comes in that natural progression, I would say, yeah, from client to client through their internal referrals. And of course, lately, because I just launched my educational online program about BOTH model. So I'm using more social media and internet marketing.
That's great. And, it's one of the most simplest yet the most effective ways to grow your business. Because at the end of the day, if you do a great job for them, they would definitely refer you to all of their contacts and connections.
And also social, I use social media with the hope to approach more on a global basis, because this particular model, I mean, it's applicable, which is amazing. I've done workshops in the United States and Latin America, in Saudi Arabia, as you know, in China, in Russia, in Europe, and all people, they can from different continents, different cultural background, but they still can relate to that family dynamics of the BOTH model, which is amazing.
Yes, it sure is. Just to go back to the BOTH model, how can leaders and other professionals benefit from that? How does it translate into developing critical leadership capabilities? Can you spend a couple of minutes talking about that?
Yes. Well, again, I think that there are two particular benefits that exist for leaders. Number one, they understand themselves. Number two, they understand much better the people they work with. And number three, which is a unique feature actually for BOTH model in comparison to any other personality tools, that you not only get insight about your personality and personalities of people you're dealing with, also you understand clearly mechanism of how you formed certain habits, certain trait, personality. So in future, you can use the same mechanism and to reprogram yourself. And that's, it's not only a tool for understanding, it's a tool of empowerment and change. So just to answer your questions, that would be that three major benefits. One, understanding yourself. Two, understanding others and understanding how to deal with them more effectively. And number three, that mechanism, how you can change and improve your own behavior and become more effective and productive.
So further from your explanation, is BOTH model applicable to everyday life, or is this purely for professional environment? And if so, how? Can you just give us some examples?
Yes, it's applicable to any basically situation of the where the human beings, not only be a business professional leader. Of course, it's for relationship with any long-term relationship that we have. If you understand the dynamics, let's say between the youngest and the oldest, or middle child and the only child, even as an adult, that it makes it much more easier for you. At work, you know, we talk about how can we work more productively, how we can produce great results together. At home is how we can be happy, how can we increase love and the pleasure that we have in our personal life. So by understanding both model, it basically gives you those two advantages. You become much more effective in your professional life, and you can enjoy your personal life much more. By understanding whom you're dealing with, let's say if you are youngest and you're married to the oldest, yeah, or you're working with the oldest, you can assume that the way how you would look at the oldest, yes, they will be dominant, they will be controlling, they will be, you know, maybe sometimes looking at you as a irresponsible and making impulsive decisions. Well, it's clearly explained, and you can anticipate from the both models. So you don't have to discover that, you know, through suffering and your conflicts, and you can just, you know, you understand that's how it is, and deal with that and manage creatively that potential tension.
That's very interesting, and I love the example on, you know, the married life, and I actually need to perhaps attend one of your in-depth so that I can learn how to deal with my wife, and what are the different strategies I can implement to, I guess, to manipulate her thinking. And I think if you can stay in that space, you'll be a billionaire.
If you would watch, I mean, I just watched, I was flying from, I remember, Colombia, and I watched this, the movie came out, Vice, about Dick Cheney. It's amazing. Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't, but I heard about it.
Yeah, something to watch. And of course, we can have a different, you know, the feelings about his politics and all this stuff. But from the psychology point of view, from the both model point of view, it's amazing because basically Dick Cheney was what we would call with the both approach, the defeated oldest. So he was kind of a loser in the beginning of his life, yeah, which sometimes happens to oldest when they are pressed too much, when the expectations so high from the parents, the oldest sometimes give up, you know, kind of soon, and they become what they call defeated oldest. So he was that type, and he was married to another oldest, Lynn. And there is a scene in the movie where you can learn how to talk to the oldest, so you can manipulate their thinking, how you can reprogram them, because that's what she did with Dick. You know, that she had this very powerful conversations with him. And if you go on YouTube and just type Vice scenes from the Vice, you know, you will see a couple of things. You will learn how you can talk to the oldest in their own language so they can understand your point of view and you can reprogram them. It's amazing. So if you understand the dynamics of the both, it can help you to make positive changes in relationship and also understand better yourself and manage yourself. I mean, just recently, 2 weeks ago, for example, I was working with, again, as I mentioned, the largest glass company in the world in Novgorod. And what happened to me is on the second day of the program, I felt rejected by one of the managers. You know, because managers, they go through very difficult times. You know, they used to be Soviet company, Russian company, then Belgian company, now it's Japanese company. So they go through the lots of cultural changes. They're under stress. And one of the managers, she just told me, well, you know, we don't need your stuff. You know, it's all, you're a nice person, but all everything you're teaching us is bullshit, basically. And I'm an only child. If you look at my both profile, one of the weaknesses, one of the stress buttons for only children is rejection. And that's what I experienced. She rejected my material. problem with the only children, they sometimes we take the rejection personally and we overreact. Our stress levels goes high, so it's very difficult to find a good creative response. Because I know both model, I came home, I did my, I came to the hotel, did my meditation. And actually during the meditation is one of the techniques to handle stress for the oldest and for the only children. The inner voice told me, hey, just apply active listening, the experience. And that's what I did next day. And the whole went very successful. So just it's a quick example how by understanding both model and our blind spots and our stressors, it can help us to stay basically classy, professional, and win over our clients.
Yeah, that's a very interesting example that you give. And it's, I think it's also, it's a great conversation starter at the end of the day, just trying to inquire, understand, you know, where you rank, I guess, in your birth order, and how do you develop those, some of the skills growing up? I think that's very interesting.
Exactly. And that's the one of the, if I may, I would add, usually like other personalities, personality instruments that require testing, you have to go to apply birth order typical habits, you just need to have a small talk discussion, which is very engaging. You just ask the person, you know, where I, you know, where like John, John Ma, interesting last name, where are you from? What country? Your family here? Are you coming from large family, small family? Have brothers and sisters here or back in your country? So you can easily find out the birth order of the person you're dealing with. And I always suggest, always disclose yourself. Do not play psychologist. You know, always disclose your own birth order. So it makes it for both of us to understand how the dynamics, something that we could learn in our childhood, could still impact our relationship now. So you can easily find out. It's what I call both express assessment technique, which is done in a small talk conversation. But as soon as you find out, you have amazing amount of information about that person and about the dynamics between you and that person. So if you are, let's say, you know, you're oldest and you just found out that the person you're dealing with oldest too. So what can you expect? You're both, you know, result-oriented, strong opinions, lots of power, you know, doing, and when you are together, when you have similar plan on how can achieve, you can achieve certain goal, you're great because you're both putting the energy in one direction. But what could be the blind spot? Guess what? If you have a different lens, then you ended up in a conflict because by having two things in one kingdom. So you have to fight with each other. And that's why for all this would be very important to understand the potential dynamics of the struggle. And they have to consciously and mindfully apply what we would call collaborative and win-win conflict management skills to work together. So they can use the power of both product instead of fighting with each other. Pure for subjective reasons that can be explained by both.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you for providing that that clarification further. Just to switch topics up a little bit, can you share with us, obviously you read a lot, you learn a lot. What are some of your most favorite top two or three books that you recommend to all of your friends, colleagues all the time?
Well, one of the books that came out about 5 years ago by Robert Shaw is Leadership Blind Spots, How Successful Leaders Identify and Overcome Their Weaknesses That Matter. And again, we all have blind spots. In my TEDx talk in Boca here years ago, I talked about that any habit has its blessing and a curse. So because we develop certain habits, we have natural strengths. We have typical habits that help us to be successful with our autopilot with certain strengths. Yet also, any typical habit, any autopilot has potential curse, which is a blind spot. Like, let's say, speaking about the oldest, is the power, the dominance that they exhibit that they're not aware of very often. how people perceive them, how people impact them. So this is a great book about leadership blind spots, how leaders can become mindful and aware about their blind spots. So that's one book. Another book, a couple books about habits that just came out recently, The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. And last year we have Atomic Habits by James Clear. They both give you very good techniques and instruments on how you can build new habits, stop your bad habits. Because when I talked about both model, I specifically talk about not traits, but habits, something that we learned with no control in our childhood. Yet, when you become aware, now you can change them, and that's power. And the last book, just my daughter actually is who is also a Harvard University graduate. She gave me for my birthday a very good book on, it's called Old Traits by Daniel Gold, is the author of famous books on emotional intelligence. And this is very powerful book about techniques, what could help us reprogram ourselves. Because the power of birth order typical habits model for me is how not to understand yourself, how past your past program to your present, but also how you can reprogram yourself. This book, Altered Traits, talks about that actually our mind, our psyche has a biological foundation for keep changing ourselves till we die physically, which is amazing. You know, me becoming soon 60, you know, it was a good news, so I can keep changing myself and developing new habits till I die. That was very positive. So I highly recommend those books. And of course, my book is coming in 2020. I have the online course right now, but I will have a book on the both model with all the good examples and the list of blind spot strengths and the motivational strategies for different birth order types.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. And for listeners, we will have the titles and links to these books listed in the episode notes. And also, Pavel, if you don't mind sharing with us, just maybe the after episode, so I can make that available, the link to the both model on the web and also the online courses that you have developed on Udemy and other platforms, I think it would be very interesting for others to take a look at. So in closing remarks, is there anything you would like to add that we have not touched upon? Perhaps any word of advice, any famous quotes, anything interesting?
Yes. Well, I mean, the famous quote is happiness. What is happiness? Happiness is good health and bad memory. It's about the power that we have, that you don't have, you become aware of your past, but you don't have to leave your past, the time to relieve your past. You can reprogram and you can move on with your life. And actually, again, the recent studies, they show that the critical mechanism that allows you to stop your old habits and start building new ones more effective, actually through meditation and yoga. So if you have not started meditate, you have not started Hatha yoga, please do it as soon as you can. And you will be young forever and be in charge of your life and your happiness and your success.
All right, that's great. I might go do some yoga right now. And Pavel, again, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it. I know you're a very busy guy. You're always all over the world. Every time I text you, you're somewhere. You're either in Saudi, you're either in South America, you're either in Europe or Russia. It's amazing. So I wish you much success in developing the both model into that international adapted, and you can actually replace the, what's the other one, the MBTI, the whole all other ones.
So actually, it's an addition. MBTI, it's our genes, and they're both model. It's more about our family programming. And I really thank you, Jennybeck, for this wonderful interview. And you are my role model and one of the best examples of the youngest, as you mentioned, in your family, who you know, your recent achievement with Harvard University is another proof that youngest, they don't take no for an answer and keep pushing and going for higher and higher level of the success and the achievements. It just, I'm so honored to be your friend, to be your colleague, and had this wonderful conversation.
Likewise, Pavel. Thank you so much. Much appreciated. And we will talk soon.
All right. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ivy Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our RSS feed on ivypodcast.com and all major podcasting platforms like Spotify and iTunes. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a rating on iTunes.